hands off our special schools. That was the message from over 200 protesters at a rally outside the City Hall in Belfast yesterday. It was organised by People Before Profit MLA, Gerry Carroll, in opposition to the Education Authority's proposal, their proposed plans to merge 7 of the 10 special schools in Belfast. Our reporter Nicola Weir was there.
We're parents here, a group of parents here from Fleming Fulton School, and our children have physical disabilities but not learning difficulties. And in these proposed plans, they're proposed to join them with Glenveagh School, and the children have severe learning difficulties. So they're polar opposites. It's just never going to work. We're not opposed to change. We're not opposed to improving our schools, but we are opposed to our children being left out. They're going to get lost in the system. There's no way any teacher could facilitate that wide range of abilities and disabilities in the same classroom. It's just not doable at all.
What do you think the way ahead is then?
I think the way ahead is to look at each school. The sheer fact that each school exists for the different categories of children is how it should be. You know, none of the children could go into mainstream. They just wouldn't cope. None of the children could, you know what I mean? The children with physical disabilities don't have learning difficulties, so they're in a school there to be, and this curriculum is supposed to be delivered to them, and it, you know, so as they can access it. Obviously, they can't just run about a mainstream school. So they just need to look at each category individually and improve what we've got, not close. What we've got.
I'm here to fight for my son's school, Glenveagh School. I've had fought with the Education Board for his education from he was three, and he finally got into Glenveagh, and I was so delighted he got into Glenveagh and thought that was him till he was 19, and now these proposals have been through at us just out of the blue, and we really don't know what's happening. We don't know the whole story. We just know that our schools are closing, and they're trying to merge them into three big special schools. Well, it's not going to work. It's going to have an effect on the kids with special needs. It's going to have effect on the kids in mainstream. Everybody is going to be affected by it, and we're just so angry, and we don't want it to happen.
What difficulties does your child have?
My son has autism and severe learning difficulties, and he copes in a very good structure of 6 children in a class, very small pupils, and that's not going to happen in a big school.
Do you see it from the EA's point of view that they need to make
these
changes?
No, they're all about cutting money. That's all they're interested in, is saving money and on staff and saving money on transport. That is all they're interested in.
My daughter attends, she's P1 in Oakwood School, so she has a very complex medical condition, so she is trachea and ventilated, so she can't really go to any other school, only Oakwood, because there's a nurse spacer at all times. So the thought of them closing it down and putting her into a bigger school with less nursing staff is a bit scary, because she relies so much on nursing and everybody else, because she's 24-hour care. I just fear for getting lost in the system. I feel like cramped because I'm so emotional about it, but getting lost in the system, you know, and like her medical needs not being attended to, you know, because she's thriving so much at Oakwood at the minute. So, you know, I won't want her to be anywhere else or get lost.
But that's my
fear with her, just being lost. They're not, at the minute, their schools aren't even meeting like the requirements because there's such a lack of funding, and for them to cut it even more, it's just scandalous.
My granddaughter has severe autism. She also has moderate learning difficulties, and she would be lost if they're put into a super school. She'd be lost. She's not going to thrive. She's going to be left in a corner. And it's not something I want for her. I want her to continue enjoying the life that she has. She's doing fantastic. She goes to Oakwood School. She's fantastic. She has come on leaps and bounds from she started nursery there in September.
Do you see it from the other point of view, and that they're saying, look, you know, we're totally overstretched here. We need to make savings, and this is what we might have to do?
It is about their savings. That's all it's about. But why cut special educational children? Why cut them? Why not take it somewhere else? Why do it in the children? It's not fair in the children.
What message do you want to send to the authorities today?
We're not taking up standing. We're not taking it sitting down. We're standing up for our kids.
Well, those voices from concerned parents, we did ask the Education Authority to come on and engage with us, and therefore engage with the general public. They are refusing to do so, and they have simply directed us to their website, where there is a letter to parents, which, you know, if you want to read it, you can read it. But it's a pity the Education Authority won't come on.